A fog lifts over Killarney Lake, and Kellyarm's castle appears on the rise. Are we on a tour of castles in Ireland? Nope. We are in Oneida County, just north of Tomahawk. The castle is a three-decade-long do-it-yourself project for Pete Kelly, who lives in Wausau but commutes each weekend during the warm months to the shore of Killarney Lake. He first got the idea to build a castle when he was a teenager. While the other boys his age are dreaming of playing quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, Pete was making sketches of castles.
It was something that I thought about even through high school, and when I was 19, I decided to do it. I started up here in 1987, clearing the land and surveying, probably started the building 5 years later.
According to Pete, this is a small castle, but when you walk up to it, it not only seems out of place in the Wisconsin Pines, but its 35-foot tower, imposing walls with battlements and turrets, can't help but leave you a little awestruck.
And my daughter sums it up well. She says, you can tell people every detail. You can tell them everything that there is. You can show them pictures. But when they come here, it's always the same. It's, oh my God.
Pete has done most of the work himself, with occasional help of a mason or a plumber. He is a licensed electrician by training, so that has been a bonus for planning in advance for the electrical wiring. Medieval castles didn't have electricity, so he wanted to make the wiring as inconspicuous as possible, which often required planning way ahead when laying the block walls.
It's good that I'm an electrician, because a mason would be calling me and saying, I need electricity. And I'd be like, well, you should have called me earlier. And but I was busy last week. I mean, no, I'd be like, no, I mean, like 20 years ago.
The design of the castle was years in the making. It is not modeled after a particular castle, but rather he has borrowed dozens of architectural elements from a variety of castle designs. He even visited another man who spent his life building a castle.
The one that I associate myself more with is outside of Loveland, Ohio. And I visited him when I was 19. He was in his 80s. And he told me, he says, you're the right age.
Although he may have borrowed many design elements from other castles, Kellyarm's is one of a kind.
It's two sides with a common stairway. And the one side, I've got the lab, and above it, the big room and the hall. And then the other side is my personal quarters. So
the top of the tower is like a patio. Not only does it have a commanding view, but, according to Pete, no bugs in the summer as the mosquitoes don't come up that high. The tower has a grill, refrigerator, and a pulley system to get ice to the top of the tower. The flat surfaces on the parapet walls were made to the width of a beer can, so tower top revelers would always have a place to put their cool beverage. This certainly makes it uniquely Wisconsin.
With these protruded turrets, there's nothing underneath you. Go ahead, look down.
Pretty cool.
After 3 decades of work, there's much to show for the effort, but there's still a long way to go. He is often asked when it will be completed.
I don't think about it. It becomes overwhelming to think about it. It's too large a project. So I focus on what I'm going to get done this year, and that's all I think about.
This year's project is just getting underway. He's going to focus on the south side of the castle on what he calls the Great Hall, which will include an impressive bank of windows facing the lake. What makes the construction of the castle even more of a challenge is that it is only reachable by foot during the summer months. A long footbridge provides the only access across the natural moat. The stone and other heavy supplies are delivered in the winter when large trucks can approach the castle after the ice freezes. A dolly sits permanently near the bridge to help the heavy loads across the moat during the summer months. Although one can see that Pete has been working extremely hard on the castle, he does leave time for his medieval sense of humor.
We've got a stockade. And then I've got what's called an impaler. And that's mostly for taking pictures.
Thing with the spike on it, it's the impaler. Mm. Can we go look at that?
Pete then convinces his wife, Anne, to climb onto the impaler. Once she is in place, it does look like she has been impaled by a 10-foot-long vertical spike.
The trick on here is to get where you can't see this back support. You want to line it up so that all you see is the spike.
While Pete's long-term goal is to open up the castle for Halloween and perhaps weddings and other events, it is currently not open to the public. In fact, He discourages visitors with a sign near the entrance. If you can read this, you are in range. He does, however, invite motorcyclists in the Tomahawk Fall Ride to stop by during their annual event. This year, the Tomahawk Ride will take place from September 9th through the 15th. If you are not planning to be in the ride, you can see photos of the castle on Killarney Lake, north of Tomahawk, at wxbr.org/we live up here. With WXBR News, I'm Jim Skibo.